Welcome to B-Movie Breakdown, episode number 119. Almost at that 120.
Wow, that's a lot.
Almost at that 120. 120 minutes, remember that show?
No,
For on MTV?
I don't.
Oh.
I didn't have MTV for
They
a long
played like
time.
alternative videos.
Like, alternative to what?
Like to pop music and stuff.
Oh, so it's like grunge
Yeah,
music?
like Matt Pinfield hosted it.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah. 120 minutes.
120
We're almost
minutes.
there. We're almost there. B Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low budget, lesser known films of the past and present. Home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck.
We didn't do anything.
We experimented.
There's no experiment. It was just a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that. We
We
experimented.
talked about movies on a movie podcast. Who the fuck would think that would happen?
I don't know. But each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode, so you two can join in on the madness.
Unless I say otherwise.
Unless you say otherwise, I don't know why we wouldn't reveal it
Because I'm
to
a
be
trickster. I'm
to
being tricky.
your trickster like Mark Hamill on The Flash.
Being tricky.
You can listen
Oh.
to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bbpodcast.com, on Stitcher, or wherever the fuck else you get podcasts. You can reach us on our site or email bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at bnbpodcast, or more famously on our Facebook page.
It's a famous Facebook page.
B Movie Breakdown, just search it on Facebook.
We have a lively community.
Lively community.
Yeah.
We're back this week. I mentioned Mark Hamill. This week's movie
Is a waste of time.
is a waste of fucking time, but it has Mark Hamill in it. It's not really a movie, it's more of a special.
And his cool haircut.
And his cool fucking weird ass haircut going on. But before we get to what that is, Nick, you have some plugs.
I got plugs.
You have
You can go to
plugs. Scatterville.com.
scatterville.com. That's a thing. Yeah, I got comics there. It's still the same 7 pages, but like if you haven't read them, you can. I've got more pages coming. Thinking January 15th.
Just like itchy.
Just like Itchy, I'm coming. Get me all scratchy.
Get you all scratchy.
And then you can search Terrible Lizards on the Bandcamp for some dino punk rock.
There you go.
And YouTube too. You see my drawings. But
Yeah.
like Bandcamp's cool.
Bandcamp's cool.
Me and my cohort, Andrew Malcolm von Utahraptor.
There you go. You got his name right this
I
time.
did. I made sure to memorize it.
Made sure to memorize it. So check out Nick's Bandcamp. Check
Do
out
it.
his
If you
fucking
want. I mean, you know.
Scattervillness. Check out all that shit.
Yeah.
But this week we're back to form with a weekly movie of sort. It is a
Yeah.
it is a holiday
We
special.
couldn't have picked a better movie to make me regret that decision.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday special, and it's topical with the release of Star Wars Rogue One,
And
and
Christmas.
Christmas being this week, and Hanukkah is also the same week as Christmas. So if you celebrate Hanukkah, it's the same fucking time. I don't know when other holidays are around that same time, like a Kwanzaa type of
Yeah, I'm
thing.
not gonna start mentioning things. I'm just gonna sound like an ignorant
I'm just
asshole.
saying. I'm saying I don't know when that is. So, but I do know that this year Hanukkah and Christmas are on the same wavelength.
Hanukkah,
So,
Christmas, and my birthday.
and your birthday,
It's pretty
but
important.
we need to, don't need to talk about your birthday. We just need to talk about Hanukkah and Christmas.
What is that about? Wow,
Well,
dude.
this whole month was supposed to be about your birthday, your birth
It's
year,
true.
but then you're like, "Fuck that!" So we fucked it and didn't happen. So
Fuck yeah, then we fucked it.
the fuck yeah, then we fucked it.
That's right. We'll do it in January.
We'll do it in January. We'll do
Yeah,
all the movies we were supposed to do in January.
why not?
Why not? Fuck it. Who gives a fuck? Nobody fucking
Oh my god,
cares.
how many fuck bombs are you gonna
Fuck,
fucking
fuck, fuck,
drop?
fuck, 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 fuck.
Wow, yikes,
Fuck, fuck,
dude.
fuck, fuck, fuck.
You got that one guy who sent us emails. Now he's gonna be like checking how many times we say fuck.
He might check how many times we say fuck. But this week we watched the 1978 infamous, never again rebroadcasted, never available on home video, Star Wars Holiday Special.
Tasty treat.
You can watch it in full on YouTube. So if you want to watch it before you listen to us talk about it, you can do that.
It's
You
more of a,
can do that.
if or you could just like if you're a man, just like look at like your hairy testicles and make growling sounds and pretend like you're watching the
My
fucking movie
God.
because that's what I was fucking watching. It's a family of hairy fucking testicles make no goddamn sense at all, and I hated every second of it.
And you'll understand why we hated so much more about this in episode 119, Star Wars, a Holiday Special.
It's the best of the worst B movie.
nothing good. Do you know what makes life good? Nothing we just watched.
No.
Like, you know the things people want to live for? You want that extra few moments. You don't want to spend it doing that.
But it's a true return to form.
Yeah, it is. Great. I'm glad I could have a podcast, do a podcast and be miserable again. I like that. That brought a lot of joy to my life.
Well, I had other ideas. We could have watched Christmas Evil.
No.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
No, because those things could have been somewhat enjoyable. And I believe people who listen to this podcast just want me to be miserable.
Not all the time.
That's most of the time, that's what they want.
I mean, we watched Howard the Duck, and that was fun.
Right.
Another George Lucas creation.
Correct.
That people hated.
Correct.
Not as much as this, I don't think.
Not as much as this. But then again, like, anybody who knows this exists but hasn't seen it, it's like, oh, I'm sure it's just a goofy thing. Not a big deal. Didn't air, you know, aired once. No one ever saw it again. You know, some people have seen it. They say it's the worst thing in the world. All right. Well, you know.
There's a website called StarWarsHolidaySpecial.com.
Oh, cool. Is it just pictures as of people? Is it just people posting their suicide videos?
Interview with Lumpy.
What does that mean? Man, Lumpy. Like, does Chewbacca, like, have no respect for his kin?
Apparently he has an actual full name. Like, Lumpy is his nickname.
Like Lump Chaka?
He takes the nickname Lumpy in the novel Tyrant's Test.
He's in a novel?
Dude, you know how many fucking novels there were for Star Wars that aren't even canon anymore?
No, Court. They're all canon. There's multiverse. Just deal with it.
What if I don't want to deal with it?
Too bad, man. This is the core. This is the glue that holds Star Wars together. Remember how, like, Vader was in it, but it was just a, like, scene from, like...
Oh, man, he was only in it for 2 seconds.
He didn't do anything.
He just told him to go look for Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Right. But it was just a clip of just James Earl Jones dubbing in a different line of Vader walking down a hallway.
Apparently their full names are Atchichuk, Matalo Book, and Lumpa Rump. That's Lumpy.
Is that like a Christmas song? Lumpa Rump Rump?
So Atchichuk is Itchy. Matalo Book. Mala Tobuk.
Do you even know what you're saying?
I don't know how to read these names.
Let me try. Where is it? Where's their names at?
Malatobuk.
Yeah, Malatobuk.
Yeah.
Lumpa wa rump. Why?
That's what I said. Lumpa wa rump.
Lumpa wa rump. Gotta emphasize that W. And then. Man, fuck this. Fuck Star Wars. Fuck George Lucas. Fuck J.J. Abrams.
I like how it's called. Fuck this is called. Well, it's what's titled the Star Wars Holiday Special.
It is special, all right.
And it aired in 1978.
Oh my God, 78! That's so long ago.
On CBS. And it's considered a musical science fiction television special.
Who considers it that? Who considers it what you just said? No one considers it that.
In the storyline that ties the special together.
Okay, what? Who wrote this? There's no storyline! You got a bunch of Wookiees hanging out in a treehouse.
Chewbacca and Han Solo visit Kashyyyk, Chewbacca's homeworld, to celebrate Life Day. They only get there at a certain point.
I'm like, I'm assuming, like, what? I don't even care.
You know what I mean? Like, Han Solo and Chewbacca only get there, like, towards the end.
Well, right. Yeah, they take the long way because there's an Imperial blockade surrounding the planet, but they still manage to break through the atmosphere and land.
Yeah.
What? What does that mean?
The best part about this... the only good part about this entire special was the animated part.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the ending when it was over.
No, the ending was mind-blowing.
Like, when it just went to the credits, I was pretty happy.
I just didn't understand what was going on at the end.
Didn't make any sense, because Chewbacca's part of a cult.
Yeah, Chewbacca, Wookiees are like a cult. Life Day is like their Christmas. I'm assuming their savior was born on Life Day.
I don't want to talk about Wookiee Jesus, man.
Wookiee Jesus!
You're pissing me off. You're making me so mad.
His name would be Jesus Sosomors.
Yeah. He's Zeus a Rockabuck. And they'd call him like Frank or something stupid.
GC.
Yeah. GC. Damn it. Jerusabuck. GC.
God. So, Chewbacca's family, you meet Chewbacca's family right away, like, they're, like, doing the credits, so they're, like...
This is while you still believe in hope.
So they're, like, you know, Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia, you know, Harrison Ford as Han Solo, Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, and then they're just, like, and R2-D2, and then this is when it starts going downhill, because they're, like... Chewbacca's family. And you're like, what?
Why?
And, mind you, this is the first time Nick and I have ever seen this film.
Christmas special. This is a genuine reaction.
I've seen a lot of Christmas holiday specials. This is one that I have not seen. Likewise. Because it doesn't get replayed a lot.
Ever.
Ever. It's never been replayed on TV. It's never officially come out on DVD. Bootlegs and things like that, but...
Why don't we just, like, do a podcast where we watch this every week?
Kill myself.
Well, we can also play Russian roulette during every viewing.
Yeah.
And then we'll see when that ends.
Yeah, because I won't be alive. I'll just shoot the gun every time until it blows my brains out.
Click, 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 click.
And so Chewbacca's family is his wife, Mala, who we mentioned Mala to book.
Don't do that. Don't say her full name.
His father, Itchy, who is creepy as fuck looking. He's weird. He's fucking scary.
Yeah, what I said to you was just imagine it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You wake up. The door is open. You're in your bed. The door is open. The lights are off. But maybe there's a dim light from the hallway, like a nightlight or something, so you don't trip going to the bathroom. And then so he's backlit, and you just see Itchy just looking at you from the doorway.
Dude, I'd fucking shit my pants.
I would shit.
And then Chewbacca's son, his name is Lumpy. Itchy.
Oh, Lumpy.
So, like, their actual full names came later on, like, in, like, novels that people
wrote. Yeah, because they're like, these characters exist, so let's justify their existence.
But, like, imagine watching this in 1978. You're so jacked on Star Wars.
That's the only reason you could put up with 3 hours of this shit.
You're so jacked on Star Wars, and then you get introduced to Mala, Itchy, and Lumpy. The names aren't even creative.
And at first, you're like, oh, cool, Chewbacca's family. I guess his name is
Chewie.
Yeah, no, it fits. You're like, oh, this is fun. Oh, it's his family. Okay, this is nice. I'm going to get some character development, like some deep story.
Oh, wait, I forgot. We can't understand Wookiees because they don't speak English, and there's no subtitles for Wookiees in Star Wars. So literally any scene with them talking is literally them just growling at each other.
Which, like,
the entire first 20 minutes is them just going...
But I mean, like, if you're listening to this podcast and you speak to your family members in growls, I mean, that's fine.
No, we're not saying it's wrong.
No, it's okay, but like...
But don't film a whole movie in it and expect me to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, and especially...
Without letting me know what you're saying.
And it wasn't even like it's like a foreign film or like something's going on. There was nothing... Like, they're just groaning at each other.
The mom was making cookies.
Yeah, because she's a mom, so she has to be in an apron. Thanks, 1978.
I think that was the only way to decipher that she was a woman.
No, if it got close, she had like cute like woman lips. Yeah, dude, those lips were hot.
Barely.
It was like, look at those Wookiee lips.
No, nobody said that. She basically looked just like Chewbacca.
No, she was different. She had like eyelashes.
She didn't have a sash.
No, that's why she had her... Like, if she was co-pilot of the Millennium Falcon, she'd just wear a fucking cooking apron next to Han Solo as they travel through space and have adventures.
Han Solo.
That guy was alright. He's a decent character. He didn't do much. The traitor was a decent character.
Because there's multiple times in this movie...
Where a plot could have happened.
In this special, where they... Where they, like, watch, like, videos or... Because it's trying to be, like, a variety type of special. Like, your typical variety show that...
It's trying to fucking kill me, is what it's doing.
Real popular at the time, variety shows. Even, like, something I mentioned while watching this, like, The Muppet Show was... based off of those variety shows. But hey, like, hey, what if we took our characters, but we did a weekly variety thing, and we had some sort of like fun thing with special celebrity guests? But it worked, and it was funny, and it was entertaining. Everything that this thing isn't.
None
because
of these things.
they have some celebrity guests. You get Harvey Korman plays like a multiple characters, and then you get Bea Arthur is in this,
which is her scene is so weird. Man,
we'll get to her scene, but I want to talk. What I want to talk about first is Itchy is fucked up. And, well, we mentioned that
he's creepy, man.
Lumpy's weird. He has a weird. It's clearly like a child playing the character, and his weird. Human teeth.
He's just a cute little Wookiee, man.
And then he watches... Oh, my God. He watches this, like, circus show.
It's a hologram.
On the holoboard.
Yeah, right.
And it's so...
But see, compared to what comes after that, I wish more of the movie was just the fucking him watching the circus dancers. Because, like, nothing after that was any better.
And why does... Why... So they also talk to, like, the characters we know multiple times. So, like, video... There's not just the videos they watch. There's videos they feed in on. There's, like, one that's, like, a trading post scene. It really is pointless. Other than to introduce the character of the trading post guy.
Right. I mean, it introduces... I just... Because that was almost... Because I could even... That scene was going to give me a chance to, like, delve into, like, oh... Just, like, people living under the Empire, Resistance. Like, oh, this guy's in his shop fucking around. Just takes this futuristic mustache trimmer, because the guy has a mustache and doesn't want to pay him.
So stupid. Even the way you just described it is so dumb.
That's what it was. And it looks, it's, like, big as your forearm. It's trimmed. It's a Wookiee trimmer. This Empire, this fucking... Empire, Imperial fascist idiot.
Why was he even there?
He goes into the Wookiee trading post, and like Wookiees are hairy fucking creatures, so he wants to get a used Wookiee like hair trimmer for his mustache. What a creep, dude. What a batshit crazy animal.
Speaking of creeps, why was Luke being so creepy to Mala in their conversation?
Because she's hot, dude.
She's freaking out, and the whole thing is like, Chewie's supposed to be at their house, and he's not there yet. And they're so worried about him.
Because he's off stealing shit with Han Solo.
This is very poorly conveyed, except for they keep looking at his picture and, you know, being sad. And so, what does Luke do to calm her down?
What does he do?
He tells her to smile and that everything will be okay.
Because women like being told this to smile when they're upset. Just smile. You'll be fine.
But like after that though, Mala watches this cooking show.
Oh my God, why?
That is put on by this like alien species or something, played by Harley Korman, is like he's clearly dressed in like drag and possibly blackface.
It's real close to blackface.
But it can get away with it because it's like it's supposed to be an alien because it has like four arms. It's like supposed to be some sort of alien, like weird.
But it does look like this. It was because like he's not like super like dark, dark. It looks like not, you didn't use black shoe polish. Like, you used brown shoe polish and put it on, so you look like a little golden tan. No, man, you're just. So, like, blackface, drag, forearmed alien that doesn't know how to cook shit.
And they're cooking Bantha, which was, like, somewhat humorous that they even mentioned that.
Correct.
But it's just, like, it's one of the weirdest scenes. It goes on. It's like every other scene in this movie, or special, whatever you want to fucking call it.
It goes on way too long.
It's just, like, he starts singing a song, whip it, beat it, stir it, or something like that.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
It's just...
And then it cuts to Mala, who's, like, clearly confused at what she's watching, because she can't master this recipe. It just cuts to her, like, cutting up her own bantha, but she's just hitting it with a knife. Just... And she has no tact or no... She doesn't know what she's doing. She has no clue what she's doing.
No idea. I wish this didn't exist. One, I wish that...
I'm kind of glad it does exist, Because it reminds you of how bad things can be.
Like if you think Star Wars, like, dipped hard at episode one, you need to watch this.
Right.
Because this is before Empire. This is before Return of the Jedi. This is before anything good.
This is before 1980.
This is all they had was just Star Wars. Episode four, New Hope. Or at the time, it was just Star Wars.
This was the sign of things to come.
Like, all you had was this. Mm-hmm. So if people don't know about this, I mean, you should just stay away from it, because you just don't need to know about Lumpy and Itchy and Mala.
Well, anybody like modern people?
Yeah, like us.
Oh, no, you need to watch
it. Like, we're people that probably should have just kept this out of our fucking minds forever.
You're never too old to learn that you shouldn't have watched something. I think that's the new slogan for this podcast. You're never too old to learn that you shouldn't have watched something.
It's true.
Because, nope, shouldn't have done that.
We shouldn't have watched this.
Nope.
And, like, and you know what other things we shouldn't have seen is Itchy, his Life Day present, which, because we don't get into much of an explanation of what Life Day is. His Life Day present is this machine that is like a virtual reality machine where you can live out your fantasies, like sexual fucking fantasies. We have to watch this, like, sexual fantasy of a Wookiee, and he dreams about this black woman in this, like, weird getup, and she sings a fucking song for, like, 5 minutes.
And it's like a kaleidoscope, and she's, like, spinning around the screen, and she's superimposed over her own body.
She sings a whole song.
It's a whole song, and, like, it starts off before she's singing, like, she's talking about feeling good and just enjoy it. I'm here for you. I'm your creation. I like when you create.
Oh, my God. It was what are you so doing? Weird.
Itchy, man. He's just a fucking dirty old man. Which, that's okay to be a dirty old anything.
And even the guy who's the guy who brings him the thing. Their friend from the trading post.
You'll like this, Itchy.
He's like, it can only show you things that are simply labeled, wow.
Yeah, which is like...
So right when he said that, I was like...
No.
Oh, no.
No, Itchy, no. He's watching this sexual feely when, like... His daughter-in-law is cooking in the kitchen, and his little grandson is, like, playing in the living room.
Seriously, his daughter-in-law is, like, feet away in the kitchen. His grandson is behind him playing with his toy, and he's in this chair beating off. You don't get to see what he's doing while, you know what I mean? But you can just see his long, like, jaw, he's weird, like, creepy jaw, just like... Ah. Ha. His jaw's probably gaping open, just like, ugh, drool coming down, and he's just like whacking his fucking hairy dick all over the place.
Oh my God.
We didn't get to see the scene where he had to clean up all the jizz off the floor.
Or himself, he's covered in fur.
Yeah, he had to go take a fucking shower.
That's disgusting. Did he though? No. He didn't care.
No, that's why he was all crusty at the end.
Oh my God. Crusty, itchy.
Crusty, itchy.
No. No one wants that. God, man, what the fuck?
But aside from that, which musical number do you think was worse?
List them, because I blocked them out already.
The Diane Carroll one, which is the hologram in the itchy fantasy.
Okay.
Or when the Imperial troopers come to their house.
Oh, that's terrible.
And what was that machine? So one of the gifts, I don't know if that was supposed to be Chewbacca's gift. Or whose gift that was supposed to be?
Or did he just open it to be a fucking distraction because the Empire was there?
But it was already there.
Yeah, it was.
It was one of the Life Day gifts.
It was.
So, it's like this machine where you can open... It almost looked like a radio. It didn't look like a radio, kind of.
It looks like a fucking shadow box you build in, like, second grade.
No, but before you opened it up, it kind of looked like a radio. It had, like, a handle on the top.
Yeah.
Looked like an older boombox.
When you open it, it's a fucking little diorama bullshit.
You open it up, it's a little diorama, but inside you can watch, like bands play. And
no, it can only play one band.
It just plays Jefferson Starship.
Song.
You know, like, I guess that's the only thing that makes sense in this, is that they got Jefferson Starship because the name of the band is called Starship. And it goes with Star Wars.
Does that mean Jefferson Starship exists in this universe?
I don't know. It's literally...
How does that work, man?
He distracts an Imperial soldier by showing him an Imperial or Jefferson Starship music video.
I do like the some of my favorite parts are the juxtaposition of it cutting back and forth between him watching it.
He's so happy.
He's like nodding his head. He's smiling. He's tapping his finger. Keep in mind, they're invading this family's home, searching shit. And he's just watching this 7-minute video, and his commanding officer's like, that's fine.
And like, and once again, like, just like the Diane Carroll performance, this goes on for like 5 to 6 minutes.
So long.
Like, it took away from the story.
Which there was none anyways.
Just joking, there was no story.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? You're telling lies now. Yeah, there's a detriment to the storytelling. It threw off the narrative when Jefferson Starship busted out of the diorama radio box and the Imperial Trooper just watched them play songs. One song that lasted for a very long time.
Yes. And then another celebrity appearance. I mean, if you, you know, Diane Carroll and Jefferson Starship. You also had Bea Arthur.
Her scene was like...
Who is the... she's a bartender at the Mos Eisley Cantina. The famous cantina that we see in the original Star Wars that everybody loved has the cantina band playing. But it starts off with them watching like a TV show and it's like an ad.
It was almost going to be like...
It seemed like it was an ad for cantina or a show... not cantina, but an ad for... Tatooine or a show about Tatooine.
Yeah, it looked like it was like, I thought it was going to be like an Empire propaganda video about it, because it looked like the Empire was stalking the halls.
Yeah.
Like it was going to not get like, you know, maybe they're going to attack some guy. But no, there's like minimal violence in this entire thing, which we'll address later. But like, then it just cuts to Bea Arthur in the bar.
And she's like, oh, there's the crazy bartender lady. Like, I'm going to serve all these crazy aliens. And you get to see a lot of the same aliens you saw in the original Star Wars.
The exact same aliens given different names.
Yeah, some of them, correct. This is true. But other ones, like ones that were still alive or whatever and just being around. It's like, oh, look, there's that one. I remember seeing him. That was kind of neat. But then all of a sudden, here comes in Harvey Korman again. They got him to play like 3 or 4 different characters in this.
He got paid a lot.
I don't know.
No,
I
one
feel
got paid
so
anything.
Bad for him. He's too great of an actor and too funny of an actor to have anything to do with this.
He got over it.
And so he comes in and he's a fucking creepo.
Yeah, he
he's
sucks.
Not even drunk yet.
No,
and he's like hitting on Bea Arthur, basically like goes up behind her, behind the bar, and like grabs her.
Yeah, and before this, he's just, because she, what did she say when like you leave the bar, like, thanks, I'll see you soon, or thanks.
See ya, friend,
I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah.
So like, she said that's just her sign off when somebody leaves the bar. Well, he took it as a sign to like fall in love with her and that she wants him. So he's like creeping on her, and she's like, oh, you're silly. Like, basically, we watch this harassment on screen, and then like, eventually, he ends up behind the bar, like you just said. But, like, their dialogue is, like, going to a real dark place. Then he gets behind the bar. Then he, like, rubs up against her.
And he can drink. He drinks through his head.
Yeah, he pours liquor in his head.
He's got, like, a volcano head that he pours booze into.
Which, like, you'd think, like, drinking any liquor, you at least want to go through the liver first. No. Like, you don't want to filter that just straight to your brain.
And
huh?
Because of him, she decides the bar has to close.
No, it wasn't because of him. It's because the Empire shut down.
Oh, yeah, the Empire's shutting it down. I forgot about that.
And then nobody... You're under Imperial rule, and no one cares that they're making you shut the bar down. They're like, no, we refuse to close. She's like, oh, one more last call. Where are the stormtroopers that come and just shoot everybody?
Yeah, she wanted everybody to come finish up their drink. That's why she sings a song, like, goodbye, friends.
No, you don't leave.
And she sings to a giant fucking rat at one point.
It was a giant rat.
It looked like a giant hamster.
It was so large. Like, why wasn't he in Empire Strikes Back?
Why wasn't he one of the bounty hunters?
Why wasn't he piloting an X-Wing? Just with goggles on, this is a rat next plane.
God damn it.
Boo, boo, boo. That's great.
Oh,
that's
shit.
What I want to see.
And speaking of bounty hunters, this special is responsible for introducing the world to Boba Fett.
Yeah, he's cool in this.
He's awesome in this. He has more screen time in this than he did in any of the movies.
More dialogue. Easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At one point, there's a whole animated segment that apparently, I thought it was like what was going on, but it's an animated thing that Lumpy's watching. But who went and animated this for children in the galaxy to watch? Oh, remember that time that Luke and Chewie and C-3PO went on this adventure with this bounty hunter? Well, maybe if I drew it and fucking animated it and sold it to kids in the galaxy, they could fucking watch this shit.
Because it was like, it was some captain's log. Like, it signed off like captain's log. Like, what the fuck is that? This captain's telling the story? So where was this captain? This captain wasn't even in the fucking story. So how did he know this? Like, I can get, like, animating his, not that I, like you said, why would anyone do this? Why would that happen? I'm glad 2D animation exists in this universe,
and by Boba Fett helps them.
At first, it's undercover.
Yeah.
Because he steals that thing.
The sleeping virus.
Yeah. And then, like...
How can we never hear about the sleeping virus ever again?
Yeah, where's that prequel at, guys? Get it on that. That's Boba Fett's side story. His solo movie is going to be about him and the sleeping virus. Oh, what if it is?
They have to at least mention it.
What if they do?
Briefly.
They have to.
They have to mention something about this animated thing in that movie.
Maybe that captain
will be... They're so good at doing that with these little tiny things for people.
Toss it in there.
Like, now that we've seen this, we will get that joke when it comes.
Yeah, thank God. That's worth it. How about the fact that, jumping back to B. Arthur real quick, like, it's... They were all... A whole scene gets enacted. But like you said, you were started watching on the view screen in the house with the Empire guys are, like, watching it, too. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it cuts, like, a sitcom, like, story thing. But then it cuts back, and they're watching this whole story play out. How does that make sense? Oh, my God. Doesn't make any sense.
And then, also, another thing that they watch is the kid, Lumpy, he gets that toy, that, like, computer... And he watches an instructional video, and they make you watch a fucking instructional video for his fucking computer. It's not even funny.
Well, the guy's like a robot. It's supposed to be funny. Because, like, he powers down, and he's like, beep, beep, bop, burp, burp, burp. It's like, what the fuck? That's my new YouTube channel. I'm just going to act out instruction manuals.
Just called beep, blop?
It's just going to call Kill Yourself, and it's going to be reading instruction manuals. All right. Go to the store. I can, like, how we tell people to watch movies. I'll just tell them, all right, go to the store and buy this electronic device. All right, now open the book and read along with me.
So, like, if you don't want to watch this whole thing for some reason...
I can't imagine why.
You should at least watch the animated segment because it is cool as fuck. The animation looks like heavy metal.
It's fun.
It's really, really neatly animated, and it's actually worth watching. Like, if this gave us anything, it gave us Boba Fett and a pretty cool little animated sequence.
Yeah, somebody should just cut that out and just put that... I'm sure... Maybe it's not on
YouTube.
I'm
sure it's on YouTube, that little segment. It has to be. We watch this in full on YouTube, so if you want to watch this special, many people have uploaded this to YouTube for your viewing pleasure.
Why? And what was weird is, like, Luke goes on an adventure, and C-3PO has some bullshit excuse to come with. Like, what are you doing, C-3PO? Like, to translate for Chewie?
Yeah.
Was that a thing?
I guess. I don't know.
Luke didn't understand Chewbacca?
On that adventure, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe after that adventure, he learned what better.
I don't know. But the whole, like, after you watch, like, 80 minutes of, like, pure garbage, it fucking culminates in this creepy cult meeting. Like, all the Wookiee, Chewbacca's family, they get these little, like, candle things.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, they walk towards the screen, and then they go past it, and then you see them again with these red robes on, walking towards this light.
In space.
In space. And then they go through the light, and all of a sudden, they're at this giant tree, which looked like it would have been, like, the base of one of their homes or something.
Right.
And so all these Wookiees are everywhere. There's Wookiees everywhere in red robes. And all of a sudden, here comes C-3PO and R2-D2.
What are you doing, guys?
Wishing they were human so they could enjoy in the pleasure of holidays.
C-3PO was telling them what R2 was saying. I'm pretty sure if he would have translated it better, R2 was being straight sarcastic. I wish I could experience this. This is great. I'm so jealous.
And then all of a sudden, Leia, Luke, and Han come out, too. And Leia sings the Life Day, like, theme song or something.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher goes to town on that song.
And it is... It's weird. Like, she... Like, the... And the Life Day song was kind of to the tune of the Star Wars theme.
It was. It's kind of funny that it's called Life Day when it wanna makes you end yours. You know?
End your Life Day. And then it just ends after that. Oh, no, it doesn't end. It zooms in on Chewbacca's face. He remembers all the events from the first movie.
He does.
And then it goes back to his face. And then it cuts to them at the dinner table. And they're all just, like, smiling.
Which, like...
And then it pans out from them at the dinner table, like, laughing and smiling, and then it cuts to black and ends.
Shouldn't they have left his house? We glossed over the fact that a stormtrooper was left behind, and then Han fucking kills him by throwing him off the treehouse.
Yeah.
He kills him.
Han kills a stormtrooper.
And then the traitor makes up an excuse of why he's not checking in. Like, it was a plot point they decided to address so half-assed, so haphazardly.
But the thing is, those plot points, they're not even worth mentioning.
No. But, like, it is, because, like, on the view screen, one of the leaders checks in, and the traitor's back. He's like, Sabibi Boobop, X number...
Sabibi Boobop.
Yeah, whatever the fuck the stormtrooper's number name was. Have they, in any of the other movies, were they actually given, like, number names? Besides, like, the new one? Like, spoken? Like, they didn't give the stormtroopers any names, I don't think.
Not in the original three. In the clone ones, did they? In
the,
like,
clones?
I know Attack of the Clones? Or I never watched the Clone Wars series.
I'm pretty sure they get names.
So I never watched the Clone Wars series.
But, like, that and seems in, like an important
in,
thing.
And in Rebels, because I watched a good chunk of the first season of Rebels.
They have call signs?
They do have call signs. And they're no longer clones. They're, like, they're running out. They're recruiting.
Gotcha.
In Rebels.
Nice.
So... You've gotten to the point of, like...
You need... The clone army has been depleted because
how there can be a
dying.
Black stormtrooper for people who are upset about that. Or a woman stormtrooper.
Yeah, but that gets me pissed off anyways because they're not even fucking stormtroopers. Like, they're... It's the First Order. It's a different thing.
Okay, well, I'm talking... But this is... Rebels doesn't take place during that time.
That's true. Oh, well, but we don't really see any black stormtroopers until...
Well, you don't see them ever with their helmets off.
Right. So, like, you never know.
So you can just assume they're clones forever, but Rebels kind of fixes that by saying, like, hey, no, we're running out of clones. That factory got blown up.
It's quite an investment we made.
So we run out of clones. We need human recruits.
The traitor says that instead of telling him that to hide the fact that he died, he tells him that he raided the house, stole a bunch of things, and ran off into the woods. Because that's a thing stormtroopers do. What are you talking about?
It is a thing stormtroopers do.
Oh, yeah? They just ransack Wookiees' houses and take their goods?
Yeah.
Took that bantha
time.
Meat and went into the woods and ate it?
Dude, they do it all the time.
What do you know about being a stormtrooper, man?
I know more than you do about being a stormtrooper.
I don't care. That's fine. You can know more about being a stormtrooper than me.
Well, then why the fuck are you trying to call me out on it?
Well, because I think you're just telling lies.
Dude, I don't fucking tell lies.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
You don't know if it's true that I don't fucking tell lies.
Yeah. You're just a lie machine.
Yeah, you're smart.
That's your wrestling name, Lie Machine.
Lie Machine?
The Lie Machine.
It sounds like Lime Machine.
Lie Machine.
Lie Machine.
Oh, that'd be like, if you were, like, cutting a promo on the Lie Machine, you'd call him a Lie Machine.
Or if I was, like, I was the Lime Machine and I gave people Lyme disease.
That's not, I don't care if we all thought about Lyme disease when we mentioned Lie Machine and not the fruit.
See, you thought about Lyme disease,
I
too.
I did.
See, and you're the one that said it.
I did, that's enough. This isn't Star Wars related. Stay in focus.
Stay on focus.
Like this movie did.
This movie is very focused.
Yeah, focused on making me just hate what I was watching.
It happens.
I really wanted Lumpy to become part of the First Order eventually, but then when the Empire smashes his shit, the Stormtrooper breaks his toy put together.
Yeah.
His fucking radio. He puts his gun down.
We had to watch a whole instructional video for him to put that together. And a stormtrooper just comes in and... See, this does one good thing. It makes you hate stormtroopers even more.
That stormtrooper was, like, one of my favorite stormtroopers ever because, like, he put his gun down, picked up the toy, and then just slammed it down. Then picked up his gun and walked away. What a cool guy.
Holy shit.
And that same dumbass, when he's like... Gee, that's what leads him to chasing Lumpy out to the porch, and then Chewbacca's finally there. The stormtrooper aims his gun at Chewbacca, could have shot the fuck out of him. Chewbacca didn't have his crossbow or gun out.
Nope.
Doesn't do it.
Nope.
Then Han comes and throws him through the balcony, breaks the railing, and he falls to his death. And then Han's like, they'll be coming for him. Then kicks the gun off. Well, it's going to be on the ground. It's not a pit down there.
You never know. Don't believe it.
This gets me excited for Star Wars and not excited for Star Wars. Because I'm like...
I can't wait to... As we record this, the next... As we record this is the day that Star Wars Rogue One was released. And I'm going to see it tomorrow. So by the time this comes out, I will have seen
I know how that movie ends.
Star Wars. Me too.
Do you know, I'm going to ruin it for everybody listening. They get the plans.
Oh, shit. You fucked me, dude.
They probably all die.
Dude, you just fucked me, dude.
Is everybody going to die, or like they're going to have some people survive just because they're all supposed to die, right?
Every character?
I mean, part of the group, I thought.
Like, some could have lived on and we just didn't see them again.
That's what I mean. These retcons making shit up as they go along.
Ruining this
huge history of Star Wars.
Ruining it. Just fucking, what a fucking disaster.
It's another midichlorians bullshit. That's fact, man. Midichlorians in their blood.
Oh, I don't appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate Lumpy, but he's canon too.
I don't appreciate midichlorians.
Lumpy's full of midichlorians.
Lumpy's gonna be full of my fucking fist in his face.
I thought you were going to get dirty.
No, what? He's a child.
Like, what are you doing to a child, Lumpy,
He's
man?
A fucking child, dude. I'm not going to fucking...
You're fucking a child, dude. Oh, my God.
I'm going to show Lumpy my lump. Lump in my pants.
I don't know if anyone needs to talk about that. Ooh, we talked about this enough, right?
I'm going to have to start calling it Itchy after you're
That was stupid. After I'm done with him.
I'm like, come over here and touch my mala.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So yeah, back to form with the Star Wars holiday special. Just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, you fucking happy? I was miserable.
Whatever holiday you do celebrate.
Yeah, good luck. Have fun on Life Day. Hopefully no stormtroopers break your toys.
If you celebrate Life Day, this is the fucking movie for you.
If you walk into space wearing a red robe, you should just reevaluate your life.
You should just fucking figure that shit out. So, for the next movie.
Correct.
We're going to watch.
Correct.
What movie do you think we should watch?
It's still going to be...
There's a lot of them out there. There's like Kindergarten Cop 2. There's Jaws the Revenge. There's Robot Jocks. There's Friday the 13th. We left off on those eons ago.
I'm kind of in the mood to watch some Jasons.
We can watch a Jason. We left off on part 7.
We have to watch 6 again. I got to get warmed up.
You want to? We can watch 6 for the podcast.
We'll watch 6 for the podcast. Then we'll watch 7 for the podcast. And then it's going to be nothing but Jason until we're done with it.
Is that really what you want to do?
That would be if they'd keep my interest. I got a low bar set right now.
I mean, we can watch. Well, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies.
No, then you end up Freddy vs. Jason. And then you watch all that Nightmare on Elm Street. We plan out the next 15 weeks.
So the next week, it's already been done on the podcast before, but we'll do it again.
We are doing it again.
We're going to do it again as a refresher. Friday the 13th. Part 6, Jason Lives. It's one of my favorite Friday the 13th movies, personally. For me, it's a tie between 4 and 6 for my favorites.
But like watching them all together is great. Like in a recent, not in one sitting, but like in enough time where you can remember all the details for every one, because you get to watch Jason grow and evolve. And, like, you could just see, every time he comes back, he's more powerful. He's stronger. Because when you go to hell, it tortures your soul. You come back stronger because you've been through hell. And the more times he does it, and then by 6, he's the unstoppable maniac that he's just... Because he's pretty mortal-ish in the other ones. Like, he's still crazy and absurdly strong, but, like...
Yeah, well, he's a mongoloid.
He is. That's true. That's what Jason is. Yep, that's his name. That's his species. That's true. That's
species.
Good.
That's Jeez. Good.
Yeah. But by 6, he comes back, like, Tommy, just leave him alone, man. Don't dig it. Just leave him alone. Now I want to watch Tommy, not Tommy. Because Tommy's played by 3 different people. Or is he played by more than 3 people?
He's played by 3 different people. 4, maybe.
I didn't know if it was 4 or not. I know 3 for sure.
It's a different person in... Well, it's Corey Feldman.
Right.
And then it's a different person in 5.
Yeah, when he knows
Kung Fu.
And then
it's a different person in 6. And then I don't know if it's a different person in 7.
I liked when Tommy knew Kung Fu. Can't use that in 6. Let those skills kind of go the wayside.
What are you talking about 5? 5 sucks.
5 has to happen so 6 can happen. It all matters.
Sure.
People forget that about horror movies. back then, which we mentioned all the time. The continuity is so tight.
Continuity is tight.
It matters.
It does matters for the most part.
Yeah, it matters a lot.
Next episode, Friday the 13th, part 6, Jason lives.
Keeping with our Christmas theme.
Keeping with our Christmas theme.
Because Tommy stabs him and Jason lights up like a Christmas tree. And then he gets to celebrate Life Day.
I mean, get your fucking puss in boots out of here.
I'll grab your puss in boots, man.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
It's presidential.
So for B-Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
My name is Nick.
Come back next week for more of the best of the worst.
It's the best of the worst. B-Movie Breakdown. It's